and as it sang, the spectres grew paler and paler. The blood ran quicker and quicker through the emperor's weak body. And even death listened and said, "Go on, little nightingale, go on. But will you give me that splendid golden sword? Will you give me that rich banner? Will you give me the emperor's crown?" And death gave up each treasure for a song. And the nightingale sang on and on, and it sang of the quiet churchyard where the white roses grow, where the elder blossom smells sweet, and where the fresh grass is moistened by the tears of survivors. Then death felt a longing for his garden and floated like a cold white mist out of the window. "I thank you," said the emperor, "you heavenly little bird. I know you well. I drove you from my country, and yet you have sung away the evil faces from my bed and taken death from my heart. How can I reward you?" "You have rewarded me," said the nightingale. "I have drawn tears from your eyes when I sang the first time. I shall never forget that. Those are the jewels that do a singer's heart good. But now sleep and grow fresh and strong again. I will sing for you." And it sang, and the emperor fell into a sweet sleep. Oh, how mild and refreshing that sleep was!